and welcome.
I got some hot gossip.
Okay, gossip alert.
What is this, national
gossip
day?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
What's the gossip?
A little gossip. I hate gossip.
It's National Gossip Day.
So, what's the hot gossip in your world?
Happy National Gossip Day.
It's showtime, baby.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We got to get a little crazy this morning because, you know what? It is time to do some summer cleaning. Summer cleaning of the prize closet. So we are going to be blowing out basically everything. So every half hour, I'm going to give you a chance to win something. Bank Saloon, El Adobe Cafe, Mangiatutto, a family four-pack of Port of Subs, classic subs. Yes! I got to put a smile on your face somehow because everything that's going on around us, I know, is just, it's bringing people down. It's bringing people's energy down. And we need to get that back up. And I think one of the reasons is because so many people are still suffering from COVID, you know, from this virus that they don't realize. You know, you can load up on the zinc and the D and the, you know, the all the good stuff, the vitamin C. But if you don't actually treat this viral infection that is man-made, with those little spike proteins that just latch onto you, you're going to feel this way. You're going to feel blah. So I just got an email from an awesome listener. And so, yes, I still have the information for Dr. Stephen Dalton, who did my Regeneron treatment. So if you want it, just email me and I'll give it to you. And if it makes you feel even better, guess what? The FDA finally approved Regeneron. It is no longer an experimental use authorization drug. It has been approved. See, all this stuff is being proven. And I'm hoping that they don't approve still the experimental shot, because it shows that there are therapeutics out there. Ivermectin has been proven to work. Hydroxychloroquine has been proven to work. If you've gotten it and it's been severe and you're recovering now from what they call long hauler's lung, you know, nobody treating it, just telling you that you got it. Get the treatment. It's called Regeneron. Once again, President Trump shedding light on things that the media just dismisses. You know, vilified him for throwing out, you know, there's hydroxychloroquine. Let's look at that. Oh, he's trying to poison everybody. He has the experimental drug when he gets COVID. And look at him bouncing around out there now. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do today is we're going to have a free-for-all Friday. I'm going to throw out just a couple of things, but I want to hear from you. Talk and text 884-9910. And we're going to give stuff away every half hour. That's right. In every half hour segment, we're going to give you a chance to win something. Great prizes. Let's get in to the first thing that I wanted to bring to you. Again, I know here I'm trying to get your spirits up and get your you know, get your smile quotient up for today. But do you believe there will be a major false flag event next week to distract from real election results? Because somebody reminded me, I've been putting out there that next week, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, this big cyber symposium that Mike Lindell is putting out. But we've also got the Ghislaine Maxwell testimony coming out. We've got, I think that Biden's going to call for a full country lockdown because, well, you know what? When you fight back, they fight back harder. And that's what people are doing right now against this poisonous vaccine. And I say poison because it's got graphene oxide in it as the binder. It is in the patent. And yes, somebody sent me the patent, which is just, you look at this and it's like, oh my gosh. No, they're saying graphene oxide is a cancer-causing toxin. But see, when you do a patent, when you put all that stuff on the back of the box, you don't have to put everything on there. They say it's, you know, it's, it's a trade secret. We can't put that on there or other people will know. Well, somebody reminded me that we're also supposed to have a solar event. It just keeps getting more fun, more interesting. Come on. Did you ever think that we would be at this point? You got to laugh at it. Just fight back. So brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, do you believe there will be a major false flag event next week to distract from the real election results? Year and a half. Told you it's not about a virus. It's about an election. It's about a president who is dismantling a very corrupt system. So yesterday's poll question, should the federal government stop all funding to the CDC after they ignore the Supreme Court ruling on evictions? 95% of those participating in the poll got triple digits this time. Yes, they should. And everybody should be calling the CDC too. Try to get a hold of somebody. How dare you go against the United States Supreme Court? See, that just shows how litigious we are to get anything done with our money, with our rights. We have to sue somebody. Well, they designed it that way. So they can bankrupt you that way as well. So unless you have amazing lawyers out there like Joey Gilbert, who fight for people's rights, he's fighting for state workers' rights now, putting these lawsuits together, but you have to be involved. You have to contact the office. You've got to fill out the paperwork. I'll get you more information on that as well. Okay, so those are the poll questions, the results, and today's poll question at 923-FMTalk.com, 991-FMTalk.com. And I have to apologize. I guess all of this is my fault for today because, well, we came back from an amazing speaking event last night at the Carson City Republican headquarters right down there on California Street. Lots and lots and lots of beautiful faces and a lot of candidates speaking. It was so nice to see so many candidates there, and I was honored to be asked to be there as well. So that's thank you for taking me seriously in my run for Nevada State Senate. But as my husband and I were driving back into town, it was like amazingly clear. It was beautiful. Driving through the valley, absolutely beautiful. And then on the other end, out in Cold Springs, you could see the wall, that solid black wall of smoke. So, well, as long as it stays over there, we've got a We've got beautiful weather here. I guess I jinxed it. Sorry, it's my fault. Because if you are in Reno, you are asked to stay inside. We are in the very unhealthy range because of the Dixie Fire, which is turning out to be, I believe last time I saw it, it was the 8th largest fire in California history. Well, that was yesterday. Today, it's now the 6th largest wildfire in California history. I guess what the Placerville, or what the fires didn't take out last year, they're going to go for today, for this year. You know what? I love my team. We have such an awesome team. I got Dan the man on the controls. We've got Phil in the newsroom. We've got Craig Swope with the weather, and my other Craig, main producer, operations. So when somebody has a birthday, we have to celebrate. Today is Craig Swope's birthday. So happy birthday, Craig. And you are not getting older, baby. You are getting better. So if you see Craig, if you, you know, if you happen to send him a little birthday wish at the station, it's his birthday today. Speaking of the team, we'll be back. I'm getting crazy emails from Commissioner John Engel, so I got to go check those, see what's going on there. But when we come back after traffic, we will have a little discussion on what's going on with Dieter, all right? And let's just throw this out there. You want a $25 bank saloon gift certificate? Well, be caller number 3 right now at the Talk and Text Lines, 884-9910.
Happy International Beer Day.
The first Friday in August.
Not to be confused with Beer Can Appreciation Day.
January 24th.
National Beer Day.
April 7th.
National IPA Day.
August 1st.
National Drink Beer Day.
September 28th.
German Beer Day.
April 23rd.
National Home Brew Day.
May 7th.
Beer and Pizza Day.
October 9th.
National American Beer Day.
October 27th.
Learn How to Home Brew Day.
November 3rd.
And National Lager Day.
December 10th.
So there you have it. You've got a lot of excuses to drink a beer.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And you know, Nancy, you are absolutely awesome. Thank you for being caller number 3 in the last few minutes. Nancy's in State Line. She picked herself up a $25 gift certificate to Bank Saloon in Carson City. And let me tell you, you're going to have a good time. That is a great place. See the people in there having just so much fun. Head out on the back patio when it's not quite this smoky and, you know, do a little dancing. So it is going crazy out there. It literally is. So I just got this email from Commissioner John Engels. Wow. This is where I tell you to know your surroundings, watch what's going on, even if it has nothing to do with you. Just observe. Be mindful of cars and, you know, license plates and this is amazing. Yesterday, he's so funny, he puts at approximately 20:45 hours, military man there, an unknown suspect walked into the back door of the Topaz Agricultural Inspection Station, located on the southbound side of US 395, just south of California-Nevada state line. The suspect entered the office armed with a small sledgehammer or similar weapon, a blunt object. The suspect found the victim A 70-year-old agricultural inspector on duty and in uniform standing in front of a computer station in the office. The suspect struck the victim in the back of the head and the left side of the victim's face, knocking him to the ground. The victim immediately fought off the suspect and regained his footing. Another on-duty agriculture inspector ran into traffic lanes to seek assistance from passing motorists. The suspect fled out the side door of the station, ran down northbound shoulder of 395 to a vehicle waiting. A waiting vehicle 200 yards south of the station on southbound side. Suspect got into the passenger side of the vehicle, took off. Southbound on 395. The victim declined medical aid from the Antelope Valley Fire and drove to his home prior to officers arriving. Officers canvassed the area and spoke to several witnesses. The officers were able to interview the victim later on that evening. Boy, I wish he would have medical attention. Anytime you get hit with a blunt object, that could be a blood clot waiting to happen. The suspect is described as a white adult male, mid-30s, thin build, approximately 6 feet tall, with unkempt medium-length red hair, unshaven, wearing soiled blue jeans, a faded orange T-shirt, tennis shoes, and armed with a small sledgehammer or small blunt object. There's no vehicle description at this time. There's no motive for the assault at this time. If you have any information regarding this suspect or the incident, please contact the California Highway Patrol Bishop Inland Communications Center and ask to be placed in contact with Officer Montoya or Sergeant Henderson. It's gone crazy. And this is why I want you so desperately to protect yourself. Don't go to places alone. Go with friends. Go with a spouse. Be ready for anything. There are a lot of people out there who are either on drugs or have mental illness that aren't getting treated. I mean, this guy had a car waiting. What was he looking for or to do in an agricultural station? Look at the video of the man getting beaten down in New York City. Well, it's New York City. What do you expect? You know, literally knocked unconscious and rolled, which is an old term for being robbed. He was rolled over. He was robbed. This is what we have to put up now with. Or do we? No, this is where we need to start protecting ourselves. I get it. The agricultural station is, you know, in operation, so you can't really lock doors. But it just goes to show you, you think you're out in the middle of nowhere. You think no one's going to walk into an agricultural station. Stop thinking that way. Because it can happen to anywhere, anytime, to anyone. I hope they catch this creep. Unfortunately, he's just one of many. So be prepared. Is it the smoke turning people crazy? Is it the shots turning people crazy? No. It's because people think they can get away with anything now. This is what happens when you've got Democrats and liberals and, well, just the anarchists out there that literally want anarchy. They want it coming from every direction, every city, every town. You know, you would expect things like this. You get the old feeling, oh, well, that's L.A. No. It's happening in little towns all across America. The media is just not pointing it out. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And wow, let's go through just a couple of the quick headlines that I've been going through this morning and last night to bring to you. First off, though, let's go to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe there will be a major false flag event next week to distract from real election results? What do you think? Yesterday's poll question, should the federal government stop all funding to the CDC after they ignored a Supreme Court's ruling on evictions? This wasn't a state Supreme Court. This was the United States Supreme Court. Why are we funding organizations? Why are we funding the WHO? Why are we funding the UN? Why are we funding the CDC? This is garbage. 95% of those participating in the poll said yes. We need to stop the funding. You stop the funding, and it's amazing. It's amazing how people change their plans. It's all about money. There is a new drug out there, as we've talked about. Well, they're going after supplements. They're going after supplements that help people. Why? Because those supplements aren't big pharma. This particular thing isn't a supplement, but it just goes to show, you know, forget about the zinc and all that other stuff that is a supplement that helps you. Drugs used to treat high cholesterol can reduce number of COVID-19 infected cells by up to 70%. Very interesting. If you want to see that article for yourself, it's in dailymail.com. Dailymail.com, one of the sources that I use. Also, check out the Gateway Pundit, The Blaze, and PragerU, always. Let me drop down on this one. White House considering requiring foreign visitors to show COVID-19 vaccination proof. Could we consider then all of the illegals running across the border in the South? Could we consider them foreign visitors and ask them to show their COVID-19 vaccination proof? I will never take any of this. I can't believe anybody would take this seriously when you've got a regime that keeps an open border for illegals and shuts down, locks out, well, you know, if they've got their vaccination proof, what, law-abiding citizens from other countries? Because that's what they're requiring. It's just, it's all garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. Speaking of garbage, I just love the little town of Susanville. Love them even more since they got a Panda Express, but yeah, that's another thing. I think, actually, because I travel through Susanville a lot, getting over to my mom's house. So they have the best KFC anywhere. I have never, ever gotten bad service or a bad meal at their little KFC there. It's kind of off the main route, but it's worth finding. But Susanville right now, wow. If you go to the Air Now index, I think they broke it. because it only goes up to, for air quality, at about 400 little points there. Yeah, they're sitting at 801. Double what extreme unhealthy would be because of the wildfires. So boy, you know, if it's time to take a vacation, if you're in Susanville, come on over here. It's still in the 200 range over here, but that's a heck of a lot better. Heck of a lot better than 800. Just saying. Come on over and breathe easier. Hitting back to the headlines that nobody's following. This comes from July 13th of last year. Why is nobody talking about the mass resignations of major CEOs? 1,300, and now it's even more, because this was last year, 1,300 CEOs from massive corporations throughout the world have stepped down from their positions. I mean, big ones. Nokia, Microsoft, Lockheed Martin, L Brands. That's like, yeah, fancy stuff. LinkedIn, Salesforce, Match, Hulu, Tinder, Credit Suisse, Groupon, Disney, Harley Davidson, MasterCard, Nike, eBay, IBM. That is a very small list. You know, just keep in mind that that act that President Trump signed into place about if you're caught dealing with foreign governments, they're going to go after your companies as well. So I think they're just trying to protect themselves a little bit. We knew this was coming. Female prisoner pregnant after California allows biological men to be housed with women under new trans policy. Do you think that, just out of curiosity, do you think a criminal would lie about his sexuality to be housed with women? The policy went into effect on January 1st, and since then, 261 inmates have requested transfers, nearly all of them biological males, asking to be housed with the women. Wow. There are a lot of transgenders in the California prison system. At least, that's what we're supposed to believe. So not only putting women at risk, but one of the legislators was asked about this. And what do they say? That the corrections department needs to start issuing condoms. Really? Okay. Forget about protecting people. Just give them condoms. Don't know if you saw this, but it was on the Gateway Pundit. I had to save this. This was coming out from August 4th. Do you remember when Biden was running for office, running for the highest office in the land? I believe it was when he was vice president. It had to have been when he was vice president, because there was a major to-do about him. It was all during the Me Too movement. Videos kept coming out about Biden's penchant for, you know, little children. There was one particular video of a little girl standing in front of him, and he put his arm on her chest, and she, you know, kind of winced and pulled away. Well, Biden, of course, is talking to her parents. Yeah. Don't look at the person's eyes. Look at what their hands are doing. So this little girl, she's older now. You can find this in the Gateway Pundit. Girl who was touched by creepier Joe Biden on camera confirms he groped her and pinched her. Yeah. Little pointy spot there. That's what that little wince was when she pulled away. She was only 8 years old at the time. She's already, somebody asked her, you know, if it really happened, and she said yes. She was already pressured to remove the statement because it's on social media, but somebody got a screen capture of it. That's why I say anytime you see something good, grab a screenshot of it because it's going to disappear. And now her entire social media account, all of them, Maria's, have been deleted. Because she admitted. But see, she's from a family of liberals, so you can't admit something like that. Now, Biden can call for the resignation of Cuomo, throw him under the bus for sexual harassment. Boy, didn't the AG said they would investigate or prosecute or something like that when there were five? Now there's 11. He's refusing to step down, so Democrats are actually looking at impeaching him. So Governor Cuomo being under fire now and being taken down by sexual harassment, which is by no means, you know, by no means a small thing. But what about all of those nursing home deaths? And isn't it just a little, just a tad hypocritical for Biden to be calling for his resignation after these women are coming forward when he himself has all these women who are willing to come forward and admit what he did? Even Flores here from Nevada? Yeah. No, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. You do as I say, so it distracts from me. We know their playbook. We'll get to more headlines coming up in just a moment. Things that you are not going to see in the mainstream media. First off, though, let's throw this out, 884-9910. Caller number six right now. We'll keep Dan busy. Caller number six, you're going to pick up a $25 gift certificate to El Adobe Cafe. Yum, yum, yum.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. It's kind of a free-for-all Friday. I'm not focusing really on one thing. I'm just kind of going through headlines that I follow that you might not see or hear from the mainstream media. So I want you to know what's going on out there. Answer today's poll question, participate in that, and just follow along. Okay. So during actually the last 2 weeks, I think I've kind of dispersed it in and out throughout the show to understand what is going on in the Senate on H.R. 3684. That is the huge, what they call it, bipartisan infrastructure bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's only bipartisan because there are a lot of extremely annoying, horrible Republicans out there. Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, I mean, you know who they are. Susan Collins, the list goes on and on. Yeah. This bill has got to be stopped. I pray we get the results of the election out, the real results, before this is even allowed to do anything. Because they're saying that it's $1.2 trillion. No, the bookkeepers have looked at it and they said it is going to cost at least $3.5 trillion. So this bill is being voted on under the Senate's reconciliation procedure to bypass the filibuster. You need to let Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen know they will never, ever hold office again in the state of Nevada if this passes. We have got to dismantle the Harry Reid power machine from Clark County. So just going through a few of these infrastructure things, I went through some of them earlier in the week, but these are the ones that you need to know about. Okay? They're going to unconstitutionally mandate that states create carbon reduction programs with the federal government choosing the plans to accept or reject. So really, the states don't even get a choice. You'll choose either this one or this one. They are going to bypass Buy American. They are going to be promoting in the infrastructure bill outsourcing to communist China. I guess they're taking a nod from Nevada, because with our Office of New Americans, see, they try all that crap here in Nevada, and they figure if they can get it passed in Nevada, then they'll take it nationwide. Because they are now going to have to enable mass migration. The infrastructure bill will be funding border crossings and migrant welcome centers. Zero border wall money, but welcome centers for illegals. And, by the way, speaking of illegals, how about mass amnesty for up to 10 million. And that's actually being endorsed by that so-called moderate Joe Manchin. No, we saw he got money, or his wife's program got money in West Virginia. So we know what he's all about. It's about climate change, illegal immigration, and they're going after cryptocurrency as well. Not only privacy, but a tax. A tax on your money. Imagine that. A tax on your money. This bill cannot be passed. Gender identity is a protected class. Racial quotas for broadband. Climate change, radical climate change provisions. This is just bad. But you know what's good? Being able to congratulate Bill from Reno and say, hey, Bill, El Adobe Cafe on us, $25 worth. Enchiladas, tacos, whatever you enjoy. Have a great time. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here today as we wrap up the first hour. All this going on, we'll be back with even more, including your calls at 884-9910. Thanks for being here today.